Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time of the day it is, I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. As always, I hope my listeners are doing well. I really appreciate, you know, you guys coming back, allowing me in your space, allowing us to exchange energy because it is needed. You know, I have something that's definitely on my heart today that I want to bring to you guys, and we'll just go from there. I don't think this is going to be a long episode, so welcome, take a moment, we're here together, and here we go. So, my family recently experienced a death in the family, and this just happened last night. You know, one of my family members passed away, and of course, it's a really sad situation. No matter what the circumstances are, it's hard. Whether you knew it was coming, whether you didn't know it was coming, you know, losing a life is just something that just puts a lot of things in perspective for you. And the one thing that I was just thinking about this morning is like, we honestly take this time for granted. You know, I know so many people, including myself, who always say, oh, I'll do this when it's the right time. Well, when is the right time, Katrina? Like, when is the right time, honestly? We can't wait for, like, perfect circumstances. We can't wait for the perfect day, the perfect moment, because perfection is an illusion, something that we sell ourselves, something that's not attainable. To be honest, if you want something, you need to go after it. Like, immediately. Don't wait. Because time waits for no one, and it's just not a guarantee. We can't say, oh, I'm going to live till I'm 80 years old, and I will die on the 333rd day at 2:05 p.m. Like, I wish... I wish that was the case. I wish we knew our last moment. Because then, and only then, would we, like, you know what? We would still take time for granted. If you knew exactly when you would die, you would most definitely take it for granted. Because you knew you had that much time. You knew that no matter what you did, that's going to be your day. So that's not a good idea. But the fact of the matter is, we don't know when the time will be. You know, a lot of people that we know have been gone too soon. Way too soon. We felt like they had another, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, you know, years to go. Babies not making it. You know, it's a lot of evil out in this world. Like, you never know what could happen. And while we're waiting for that perfect moment, life is just really passing us by. 5 years is going to be 5 years. No matter what you did in those 5 years, it's still 5 years gone. You had that idea 6 months ago. You still have the idea. Nothing has changed. You know, we have to live as if we have no regrets. Because I think the worst thing would be knowing that you're going to die. And then the regrets that you have from your life. I should have done this. I could have done that. I know those types of thoughts have to go through your head when you know something is about to happen. You know, and all the time that we wasted on nonsense, it's not worth it. I felt like I distanced myself from people, but that's also not the best thing because those human interactions are what life is about. You know, life is about interacting with other individuals, creating this life experience that we're all living. Luckily, my podcast is a way for me to connect with people. You know, I have bigger dreams, though. And what's stopping me from going after what I truly want? Because you never really know. I need to stop waiting for something else to happen in order for me to take action. Like, no. Self-start. Push the start, you know? Like, push the start on that ambition. Push the start on those goals. Push the start on everything. Like, you shouldn't have to crank it up. We pushing the start, you know? We on a new level. Like, seriously. And I think sometimes we allow life to get in the way. And next thing you know, it'll be next year. And I'm going to be talking about the same thing. And I'm not about to let that happen. You know, I tell you guys, like, I'm tired of going through the same things. Like, I'm ready to learn those lessons and, you know, move forward. I'm tired of being stagnant. And that most definitely has to change. And the change begins with me. And I know that. You know, so it's time to take action, you guys. Like, we don't have long. I'm already 35. You know, like, this is not a forever thing. And I would be foolish to think it is. There is no perfect moment. The moment is right now. Like, seriously. See, that's really all that I had to say today. It was just a quick little message. Like, I don't want us to move forward thinking that we have all this time that, you know, 10 years from now, we'll still be able to do, you know, these same types of things. Because it's not going to happen like that. We can do better. We most definitely can do better. And that's just what it is. I truly believe in you, and I hope that you guys believe in me. Like, I need that energy. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for your thoughts and prayers and condolences. I know that you guys are sending them my way. Thank you. But really, to my family, you know, that was my grandma's, one of her closest family members. They were like best friends, really. So, most definitely, thoughts and prayers are appreciated. And if you guys need me, you know, you can reach out to me, singlemomwithdepression, the number 2@gmail.com. It's your girl, Katrina, ITZYAGIRLKATRINA on Instagram. And if you have my personal Facebook page, feel free to reach out to me at any time. I'm always available to you guys. I love you. I appreciate you. I adore you. I'm proud of you. And if you need it, the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number is 1-800-273-8255. Until next time, peace.